The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Why are the playoffs better at Boston Pizza? Because we've optimized our sports bar experience by studying in-depth analytics, starting with our new BP winged ribs, currently leading all apps in wings above replacement, and deep-fried pickle wedges, an early favorite for the unanimous number one overall pickle. And, of course, the advanced stats darling and leader in pints per game, the new Beer Mosa. Catch the playoffs at Boston Pizza, powered by Fanalytics.
I hate to break the fishing news up here, M-Chuck, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for, like, an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down here,
M-Chuck. Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
All right. AMA Travel, I love you. 5 days in Vegas was a lot, and I'm feeling her today.
That's not AMA's fault. That's the NHL's fault.
And partially also my your fault for my actions. Yeah,
I feel great today.
Ears haven't popped yet.
Watched a little BB can last night. Went to bed early.
Oh, fuck. Finale lovely. Coming up.
Wonderful.
Been a good season.
So, how'd you do?
Chalmers.
Did the tables take us back?
I went to Vegas with $700 cash. If you went in that wallet right now,
$700.
You would find $685 because I spent $15 at the airport buying, I forget what I bought.
So the things that you spent money on while you were there were winnings?
No, I never had any winnings to play with because I immediately lost the $700 in the first day and a half.
Okay.
I was down to my last $100 and I worked it back.
Did you?
Yeah. Big shout out to the Oilers cover and the puck line.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Well, and big shout out to Kraps night one.
Craps night one saved me.
That dug you out of a hole.
Yeah.
Yep.
Immediately lost. I dug me out of the hole. I put myself right. It's like I fell into a well. They rescued me. And I just turned around and said, ooh, that well looks like
yeah,
fun.
But the funny part about the story, though, is you lost all that money on night one when Jay and I were gone for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yep.
You can't save your way out of a gambling loss. You have to bet your way out.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There's only one way out of this.
What's
bet my way out.
That dumb cliche, you know, 99% of gamblers quit before they hit big.
That's the one. Got to keep. Yeah. You're the 1%.
Chalmers, the night one Kraps. I don't think I've ever experienced a hotter role.
Who was doing it?
This super nice guy.
Yeah,
nice who man. Showed up to it. It's a $15 minimum. He showed up to the Kraps table with $15.
That's a bold move, Cotton.
And he just went on the biggest run.
I'm going to say 25 throws.
It was at least an hour.
There was a guy playing next to him who was playing a lot of money. And won so much that he just gave this dude $100.
Yeah. Wow.
Because really? He was rolling so well. He made a lot of people a lot of money that night.
So when he put his $15 down on
just playing the pass line.
Yeah. So as he's winning, is he upping his bet on the table? Or
not really.
No, not really. And not just really. Once in a while, he was dabbling on the field once in a while, yep. I saw. I don't know if he got into the numbers at all.
I actually think he was like me, where he just didn't really know what was going on.
But he just like people like would play hard numbers and he would hit them and then they'd go in high five and he's like, I just want everybody to win.
So did he get next roll? Did the person after him then give him the dice back? That's usually
buddy, we all like cashed out after
because pretty much the whole table cashed out.
Yeah. Because like everyone was on a heater.
25 is big. I've been a part of like three big roles in my life, and they were below 20. 25 is a long time.
This was
time.
Easily.
I can
easily.
Believe it. Like, I've had some long roles myself. That one, this one was outrageous.
Did the casino send over a guy, and then that guy got black hooded, and then
they,
he went away?
So the minute they did it, I'm like, this is the cooler. Sure as shit. He throws it. He's like, oh, hey, man. You got to make sure you bounce off the walls. And sometimes he was, and sometimes he wasn't. So called him on it. Said, next. Nope, that's not.
Industry
that,
planned. Role, industry yeah, planned.
This role doesn't go. Industry boom. Planned. Next one, seven.
Did
I'm
the
like,
five dice
cooler.
Get changed out at any point? That's a move of theirs.
He never, not on his,
he,
no.
Yeah, he never threw it off the table.
Get out of here, cooler.
No, but see, they don't, like, the pit boss can come over and call for five new dice at any time, I think.
Oh.
It not on
yeah, didn't dice do change. It. Didn't do it. But yeah, no, they send in a cooler and he cooled him immediately.
Yep.
Immediately. Stopped his next roll. Nope, this roll doesn't count. Boom, seven.
After those things, it's so funny how the seven hits and normally people are devastated. But in that moment, everybody's just like, okay, hey, whatever, man. That was unbelievable.
It was funny. It was you just see like everybody that. Putting chips on the table. We're like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Then we went to the same table the next night and our boy was there.
Just if we're going to eat raspberries while we do this.
I apologize.
This,
yeah.
Time it better.
I apologize. Yeah. I apologize. And our boy was
no,
back.
No, no,
no.
Not
money.
More people eating raspberries.
Because he made money.
Less raspberries.
And we proceeded to have what was the coldest craft
cold.
Experience.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. You know, it's one of those ones where it's like 150 gone in 3
like,
minutes.
It was, yeah. Like, it was just bloop on the table and
off bye-bye. The table.
777. Done.
And so those two craps tables experiences, I saw that there was a video lottery terminal.
No, horses.
Buddy, how dare the you disrespect ponies. The plastic ponies like that.
We hit the mega bonus on the fake ponies.
What is
mega
a mega
bonus
on
the fake ponies? What were the odds?
Well, we had a dollar on the square and we won $1,300.
Yeah. So what?
$1,300.
Yeah. So what you do is you play like your normal horses. Yeah. And then there's this thing in the corner where you bet a dollar, or I guess you can bet more than a dollar.
Yeah.
And it spins the six numbers and it's you have to hit the... That gives you the order from one to six
of the race,
and we hit it
6 for 6.
And the best part about it is it was a squad bet. We did a win to kit, so $20 in. So the four of us were jumping around like crazy and screaming.
Oh, yeah.
It was the best.
Yeah, and then Sean got us a table at a cool restaurant, and we had a good night.
Went for a real nice Creole
and the nice
dinner.
Thing too. I was talking to my girlfriend about this. We're going to get a little like extra because Sean's going to get us our taxes back.
That what happens when you win with an accountant.
Yeah. I'm like, can you get this back? He's like, give me the ticket, please.
Bag of Milk has a great photo.
Sorry, I'm lost here.
Oh, because she goes, you guys are Canadian, right? We're like, yep. She goes, I'll need to take 30% of this.
Anything over $1,200, Chalmers, they'll take. If you win over $1,200, they're going to take.
And we were like,
they take it right there at the casino.
Yeah, so we were like, can we bet it down? Because then we would have just bet it down, lost 100 on the ponies.
Oh, like they're claiming that.
What if you won again?
We joked about that. We're like, what if we just like went heavy to try bet it down and you just never stopped? Where's the line?
Vegas is like, that's
we're
right.
Still playing, trying to bet it down.
Bet it down. Bet don't it come down. Home.
So they then, so Tyler takes the hit. So, because it has to be named, like one person's name has to go on it, and they basically hand them what looks like a T4.
But Bag Milk has a great photo of me with like a shit eating grin because she goes, "Are you ready?" And I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "Hold out your hand," and I hold out my hand. And she goes, "One, three, and counts it out into my hand. Fucking baller moment.
Did you like put it on your forearm like an Instagram rapper?
No, should have. Like I could have done the Evander Kane. Hold it up to the ear.
Oh. The funny
like a
thing,
thin Motorola flip phone worth of money.
But it was also hilarious too because we were literally probably 50 feet from the ponies and Tyler goes, we need to split up this money. You can't let me have this money in my pocket.
Yeah.
I know myself.
Yeah.
We hit, so it's funny, we hit it. Like the payout for that race was like a 2-1 snoozer. And we're just sitting there going like, yeah. And everyone's like, what the hell? These guys hit a 2-1?
We doubled our money.
Yeah. Oh, fire, so good.
That's gangster. I remember back in the day, the old ponies in the corner at Palace when you could smoke in casinos and like the super elderly men that had like a bucket of ashes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're sitting there with like five rolls of quarters and you're there for a day.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Vegas.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Just saying, hang out, yell at the ponies. There's no rhyme or reason why any of them win.
No.
The day before, I hit a 222-1 hit.
Yeah, he was smoking
the ponies. Are they
rickety
like the old school ones? Or they're going down the stretch and then like their legs would fall off?
It's not the Sega ones.
And then the
field
would pass them and people would be losing their shit?
Because the old game used to be made by Sega. This one was not.
This one is Konami.
But they're actually little figurines.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The best.
So good.
They're great. They were a good time.
Bagmill took a good video of one of the races.
Yeah.
So can you just freely video in casinos? Like with your phone?
You're not supposed to do it at the tables. I got in trouble when
I was trying. Yeah, they yell if you're on your phone.
What do they say, though? What do they do?
No phones.
Yeah, that's just it, no phones.
Put your phone away.
Because I wanted to take pictures of us all playing craps the one night when we were winning. They said, no, put the phone away. Well. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, shout out to AMA Travel for a great time. Shout out to South Island Pico as well, Jamie and everyone down there. Use promo code NATION20. Get yourself 20% off some meat pies.
Mm. Oh, I got pies in the freezer downstairs, I think.
Yes, we do.
Okay, let's get those after.
Behind the scenes at Nation HQ, we have Brandon as our new intern starting today. He started at 1 o'clock, so he's 45 minutes into his internship.
How's it going so far?
Well, the experience so far for him would be saying I'm 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
He then sees me run in with a suitcase full of gear.
Immediately begin eating raspberries.
And now he's watching four guys eat raspberries while they do a podcast.
Three guys eat
about
raspberries.
Gambling, apparently. Two guys eat raspberries. About casino gambling.
Yeah, about how we bet on plastic ponies.
Not a word about ice hockey.
Yeah, not yet.
Could it's all connected, though, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
When you were down there, did you have the opportunity to take in the local hockey team playing a team of Canadian heroes?
Yeah, we did. And boy, game two was a good time.
Oh, man.
A real good goddamn time.
And game one was close to being good, despite the Oilers' lack of effort.
Yeah.
But, man, did they show up in game two.
We have, we've recapped this all because we did two pods. We did two editions of this pod
while talk to me. In real life. I want to know how it went.
Which is why I think it's funny, because now, like, you don't know anything about our trip yet. But everyone listening to this podcast is hearing all these stories for, like, a second time.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Anyways, Charles.
There was a ton of Oilers fans in there on Saturday, though. The vibes were amazing.
Flew home on the same flight as McDavid's parents.
Yep.
They fly commercial with the plebs? Austin Matthews' parents are not flying commercial.
No.
I can just see, a Connor be like, hey, I can get you a jet. And they're like no, Connor.
Nope.
That is your money.
Connor, Connor, you bought us a house.
They don't,
That's enough. Your mother and I are fine. I'm Mr. McDavid in this story.
We saw a lot. We saw like Yamo's parents while we were down there. Yep. And there was quite the collection.
Saw Gene.
Saw Gene twice.
Epic photo, Jay. You look like you're on the broadcast.
Saw Harner Ryan again.
Saw Harner Ryan. Always see Harner Ryan. It's saw the playoffs series. Saw Louie.
You can tell when Gene's in a hot climate because he's the same color as you.
Yeah.
And you're dark. You got very olive skin.
Me and Gene can get into a tan off. Well, we had a good pool session one day because we had the 2 days in between, like trying not to be a degenerate. No, just went and like took a nap.
Oh.
Yeah, you fell asleep. I sat on my phone. It was nice.
Tyler counted windows on the hotel is what he actually did.
Sports betting?
It's very therapeutic.
You're sports betting?
No, I actually just sat there and counted all the windows.
Wait, I was going to lie on my side. Betting.
Could have.
What are you doing? Counting windows. Parlay.
And then Jay quizzed me and tried to have me guess how many hotel rooms are in different hotels. That was a lot of fun.
Because our backdrop on our room was New York, New York, and the T-Mobile. Yeah. Rink, arena, center, whatever you want to call it. And so I asked him how many rooms are in New York. New York? And you weren't too far off, globally speaking.
Nope.
But then I asked the hotel for which he counted one side of one of the wing's windows. He was way off.
I guess like 600. The answer was like 4,000. Fuck. As someone, as a group who lived through the decade of darkness, do you get PTSD when you see fan bases getting excited for the draft lottery?
No, I get PTSD when Dallas Eakins is strolled out on the panel every other bloody night.
How's the analysis been?
Terrible, man. He was like, the first night, he's like mad at Kevin Lowe on the air and shit. It was weird,
so biased.
Really?
Eh?
So weird.
Yeah, he's not great
so
at this.
So what's interesting, again, I take in a lot of hockey media. I talk to a lot of hockey media people behind the scenes. You talk to Edmonton media to this day. Not a good thing to say about Dallas Eakins.
Well, donuts, man.
For the most part, they will talk shit about him from everything he did while he was here to the way he acted on his way out of town. You talk to media people outside of Edmonton.
They like him.
Dallas is a great guy. Oh, my God. He deserves a shot. Great guy.
I saw him on the Toronto broadcast last night. He was a completely different dude.
Yep.
Like, he was trying to laugh with his weird face. Remember? But like, on the Edmonton one, he was, like, dissing the team. It was very strange.
They gave him that weird when they greased him. That, like, exit press conference, which was odd, right? Remember they like let
him
go.
Gave him his chance to yell at everybody.
Well, and he said in that press conference, he goes, oh, like I'm staying in Edmonton. Like this is where my family is. I love the city, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like 5 days later. It was like, no, he's moved to Vancouver. And he just like totally, he's just a little bit of a bullshitter, eh?
Yeah. He lived like 10 doors down from where I live now.
Really?
Yep. Right by his house.
I made fun of him with a tweet. I was looking at his stats and like, they ain't there, man. For a guy who's like, I know best. His like career winning average is .408.
But the AHL, he's a dog.
He's like the best AHL coach ever.
2 years. He made the playoffs 2 years. It was 4 years in the A.
In the A?
Yeah.
Okay. So you probably had the one good year with the Marlies, the one good year. I guess it might have been COVID shortened with the San Diego Gulls. I'd hire him to be my AHL coach if I was running a team.
Would you?
I think his, like, and I listened to the last interview he did with Frank. Like, he does have some interesting, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Philosophies on, like, how to
live. Dietary restrictions?
That, too. But, like, how to live your life as a professional athlete. And when you listen to him, you're kind of like, ah, like, I'd like to have this guy talking to the youth of my team.
He just strikes me as smug. He strikes me as a guy who's like, I know best. And, like, is that who you want building the minds of tomorrow? I don't know.
Yeah.
You look at Coach Woodcroft. The positivity coming out of that guy. So what do you think about the backup Zamboni driver? He's an integral part of this team. We love having him around. He doesn't have a bad word to say about
anybody. And I've got his ring size already.
Yeah. And like, I could see playing harder for a guy like that that's constantly pumping my tire, especially kids today. They don't exactly respond to like people talking down to them, right? Uh-huh. I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know what, your M-Track? We're going to keep him away from the AHL team you and I have together. You know what?
One day. One day
we agree to disagree.
That. Yeah.
We're not allowed to.
We'll let the board vote on
it. We'll bring Iron Mike Keenan back from China.
I don't want to recap too much of the Vegas again, but I feel like you guys should hear about Tyler's new kink that was unlocked on the strip.
I feel like we don't need to keep making this a bit.
I wouldn't mind hearing about that.
Is it a bit?
I don't know that it was a bit.
An interesting start to the second hour of Brandon Douglas's internship with The Nation.
It's going
to
take a left turn, my friend.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to share?
So turn your body camera off, officer.
We were walking, just cruising the strip, taking pictures, doing as you do. We were in a line. Me, then Tyler, then Jay.
Nothing so far.
There was the girls that always want to stop you for photos on the strip.
No, don't know.
The scantily clad ladies.
Take a picture with you.
Well, they want you to and then pay them $20 for it. But anyway, So there was these two dressed like cops.
Ooh.
And we're walking up to them and they go, which one of you is the bad boy? And I go, oh, easy. The one right behind me, which was Tyler. And he got a smack on the ass that was a
hard.
Real hard one.
Look at his face.
Look at his face. He unlocked
Young
something.
Tyler's oh my learning. God,
the noise he made after.
Something got unlocked at a core level that just opened a door for Tyler because he goes, I think I liked that.
Oh, no.
You're so full of shit.
I am not. And you know it. And you know it.
Well, let your freak flag fly, your M-Track. Lean into it.
Especially on a podcast.
Well,
always the spot you want to let your freak flag fly.
Now people know when they see you.
Look at his face, though. He's beaming. Like,
piss humor.
And then,
poo humor.
A good piss and joke.
See? While getting your ass slapped?
Come on.
Did you get a photo with him? That's worth $20.
Oh, no, man. If I knew what the reaction we were getting, I wish I'd bid you a little thing.
I could see your engine being like, no, they already spanked me. That's their mistake, not mine.
Chris Chalmers has sat emotionless while hearing that story.
I'm sorry, I haven't been listening to a word of this.
He's zoning it out. He's trying to find something that's lost.
Trying to find something. I am on my cell phone right now getting messages from my wife because she was called up to high level for work to cover the forest fires. I gave her my iPad so she could watch shows because there was going to be some downtime. Yeah. And she left it there at the hotel that she stayed at in high level.
Probably because she was told to evacuate immediately.
Yeah, she's in a war zone.
No, she's just not used to traveling with it. I'm not mad about it. This thing's happening.
Oh, really?
I'm not mad at all.
What do they win when they win the news awards, Jay? Not the Pulitzer up here. What do they get? Like the Canadian News Awards that Aaron will win. The Peabody?
Oh, is it a
The Aurora Borealis?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Anyways, when she wins the National News Award for that story, Chalmers,
you
lost an iPad for her to be among the greats.
Well, no, it's found. Oh. So at 11, she thought that she left it in the news truck, whatever. This morning at 11 o'clock, she tells me that it is not in the news truck and that can we search the location of it? Don't know why I didn't think of this first. So I look. Sure shit, it's in the hotel that they stayed at. So it's dead. So I lock it. I put this iPad is lost. She calls them. They say they do not have it. I tell her that it has been tracked and that it is definitely there. So call them back. She does. And of course, it's tracked. Oh, it's here. Sorry. What color was it again?
An iPad.
Yeah, the wrong color.
It was an iPad.
Oh, yes.
We were looking for a toaster.
Yes.
We thought you said typewriter. Our bad.
You said iPad.
But it won't turn on, miss. I'll go get a charger and I will call you back when it has some batteries and you can tell me what it looks like on the inside. So this is about an hour and a half ago, and I've been waiting for it to turn on because it will then activate on my phone saying this iPad has been found. That just happened, and I'm messaging with her. They say to her, what is the screensaver? They want to make sure it's mine. They want the password, but I don't want to give it to them.
Never, never
give your password. I said, I have no idea what the screensaver is.
Send your SIN, too.
Yeah, and please send your SIN. And if you wouldn't mind, the CVV on the back of your...
Yeah, we need both your parents' mother's maiden names.
So I send a picture of the thing saying, this is what it should display when they turn it on. And as I send that, all of a sudden I get the alert that it has been turned on. And now it's back off again. I think she's on the phone with them. She is now online on WhatsApp, so we will get to the bottom of this. But in the meantime, doing all that, I locked my own phone. And then I had to unlock it. I put it on lost mode by accident. I mean, just a gift that keeps on giving, this favor of giving my wife an iPad.
Hour two of the internship. One guy said he liked getting spanked on the pod.
Yep.
Another guy in a cowboy hat
said,
I'm not listening.
So spankings. Okay, so this is getting good now.
Oh, Chalmers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
No, it was when fine. We told it.
Yeah, sorry, man.
That's okay. At least you told us what you were thinking about.
Yeah.
You know, at least you took away all Tyler's weird.
I mean, you went to Vegas. You got spanked. Mantum. Tell me something I don't know. So.
That's fair.
So that's where I'm at. Do you want me to tell you my story now? Because it ties into my wife being gone.
Sure.
I have a little story about my kids that happened last night. You guys might find this humorous or you might not. I don't really know. Don't really care.
Doesn't matter.
We get home from our second baseball game, Sunday, lots of sports, and it's about 6 o'clock. I've ordered dinner. Aaron's going to be there about 6:20.
Without an iPad?
The one thing, without an iPad, the one thing when your wife goes out of town for 4 days is you want to show her that, hey,
I moved
everything's
on.
Everything's under control. Yeah, I moved on. That everything's under control.
All the your shit's is, in the front lawn. I
Chalmers
moved on.
Got one of their kids at the hotel.
The house is clean. The kids are fed.
Yeah.
The dog has been walked. Life is good. I want her to come home to a not chaotic house since she has been in chaos for 5 days. So
nobody's moved on.
I say to the boys, well, I give this house a 20-minute cleanup. You guys take the dog for a walk. She shows up, the food will be here. We'll sit down to a beautiful dinner, and then we'll get on with the night. Well, they go for the walk, and as they're walking out the door, she shows up. They give a hug. I say, okay, quick walk. Come right back. Me and Aaron go inside. My wife, when she was walking about 2 weeks ago, she got startled by a very scary man in the ravine. She got very scared. She walks the dog alone a lot. So she was feeling very uncomfortable not having something that could help defend herself. So we bought her a bear spray, basically a coyote dog and bear spray that we would then attach to the leash of the dog. It would always be there and she could defend herself.
Can I chime in? I'm having a hard time imagining how this gets humorous, but continue.
Well,
it's dark.
Yeah.
It's darkly funny.
Okay.
So we put it on the leash. We tell my kids what it is.
Tell
them the story of what happened in the ravine because we like to be very transparent with them. So Erin gets home. She's in the house for 5 minutes. I'm helping her unpack her bags. And my youngest son runs in the door crying, help, help, help. And I go, what the fuck? I run to the back door and he's holding his eyes. And he is very scared and hurt. And he goes, Logan, sprayed the spray. And it went in my eyes. And I went, oh my God. I don't know what to do.
This is why people want gun control. It's always people shooting themselves.
So the first thing I think of is, okay, the eye and the inhalation care is on the thing. I can't believe Logan would spray this at you. This is crazy. So I run out the door and I yell, Logan, get here. I need the bottle. He runs up. He's crying. I think he's just crying because he's scared. He knows what he did. He's pissed off. I grab the bottle out of his hands. I run inside and I start to look at what to do. He is also crying, not because he is scared, but because it is also in his eyes.
Oh, no.
And his eyes are red.
Did Leon do it?
Yeah, you would think.
That's his dog, by the way.
Spraying mechanism has a thing where you have to turn the nozzle to the right in order for the thing to line up and then spray it. It sprays out in a stream. Well, curiosity killed the cat that day, my friends, because they decided they wanted to see what it looked like when you sprayed it. Not the smartest thing I've ever heard.
They fucked around.
They fucked around and they found out. They sprayed it up against a fence and it was windy. And they didn't take that into account and it blew back into their faces. So now they are about half a kilometer from our house. Both can't with see. Bear spray in their eyes.
Can't the really neighbors see. Are probably like, what the fuck?
So as they tell the story, so it's chaos. My wife just got home. It's chaos. They've just sprayed themselves in the face.
This wasn't the welcome you wanted.
So we get them both in the showers. We get the water in their eyes. We're flushing them out. I'm going back and forth. I'm mad. So then we finally get them to calm down. And they reenact them getting home. Well, they couldn't really see. They were falling into bushes. They were stumbling into trees. It was chaos. My one son said that he fell into a bunch of hedges and that he's like, I couldn't get out and I couldn't see and I didn't know what to do. And I was just could not believe that my very, very relaxed night with my wife getting home had turned into probably the most chaotic scene.
How long did it take for
20 minutes.
And then 20 minutes.
But they already, how long between the spraying and getting home?
2 minutes.
They got home that fast?
They ran.
Stumbling in the bush?
They ran. It was about 2 minutes, they said. Maybe a quarter of a kilometer. They sprayed themselves in the eyes with bear spray, buddy. What in the hell are they doing?
Good thing you didn't get Aaron a flamethrower.
Yeah, what do you put in their eyes? Yeah, no kidding.
So they're sitting there and they're washing their eyes out. Okay, so here's, and I'm like, oh, come on. Stop crying. And then I'm like, you know what? Keep crying because it's actually helping getting it out. Keep crying. And I'm like washing it out. But then
milk supposed to help? Well, I was just going to say, did you see that video of the guy?
It said,
yeah, it's just dumping.
So it says don't use anything but water. Okay. And it said that the pain should start to go away after 5 minutes, but to do it for 20 minutes. And it's about 10 minutes in. And I'm like, is this getting better? Like, boys, like, what are we doing here? And it was. And
oh, I feel bad for him.
I know, buddy. I've never felt worse for them. We had afterwards, I was just like, oh my God, you guys, what are we doing here? So then I go and take a shower and I swear to God, I hadn't gotten soap in my eyes for 10 to 15 years that I can remember. I got soap in my eyes by accident and I was like, oh, it stung and it was soap. And I was like, they just
Chalmers,
went through
Jesus
this
Jesus for like on behalf 20 of your minutes. Sons getting back yeah,
getting
at you.
Back at
They're
me.
Like, you know what? Let's hurt his eyes too. This is ridiculous.
I yelled at the second one, the oldest one that sprayed it when he got into the house, that because he came into the kitchen crying when we were trying to deal with the one who I thought had been spraying the eyes only. And I was like, go to your room. And he's like, I got it in my eyes too. And I'm like, what? Okay, get in the shower.
So which one shot? And
the older one.
So the second one that came in?
Yeah. And the one that had the dog. And the dog was like pulling him away, trying to sniff like trees and
I
stuff.
Oh, it's
the
dog.
And he's like, I didn't know what to do.
I thought the younger guy would have shot the older guy.
I thought the young. This is not an older guy thing. Like, man, the older one would.
Topsy-turvy investigation.
And I just don't understand.
And somehow the dog came away unscathed in the whole
totally.
Situation.
Didn't get in this. He's probably just like, what is going on with you? I don't ever want to go on a walk with these two ever again. It lasts a half a kilometer, quarter of a kilometer, and then it ends up running home. But man, it was chaos. So I basically just looked at my wife. I'm like,
we got to get a
welcome
gun.
Home.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, where's
everything's
the iPad?
Under control. Welcome
she
back.
She called the newsroom. She said, any chance I can go back up to high level for a week? And I was, no. So it was insane.
Yeah, it's less chaotic
man. It
up
was,
there.
I don't know if anybody's ever sprayed themselves, but
I lived with my old roommate had to get it because he was doing the police thing.
Yeah.
And I remember he was fucked up for a while from that. So I can only imagine your two boys, like they're.
I was in a bar that where pepper spray was sprayed and just like how it does for like the air, like
fuck
to breathe it.
Up.
Oh yeah. It was wild.
Terrible.
Someone got pepper sprayed at
they
a bar.
They were playing pool and they pepper sprayed each other. Probably about the pool.
As you do.
That's the same time, right, Jay?
No, the one I'm talking about was I was at the, a bar that's in the basement.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a chain of bars.
Early on. Interesting.
Somebody was playing pool when I saw the guy just pulled out pepper spray and pepper sprayed the other guy after the game. And I was like,
the whole room's got to clear.
Yeah, everybody waited a shot.
I guess the good news is we know the stuff works.
Yep.
Guess there's a silver lining.
Hey, sketchy guy in the ravine. You better fucking stay to yourself.
Yeah.
Because they'll get you. Chalmers will get you.
I could not believe it, man.
Or they'll get each other.
They'll get each other before they'll get you, buddy.
They sprayed it at a fence.
All sixes and sevens about
Man,
that. Right?
Like that sounds like a scene out of a movie. Yeah. Just like yeah. to see them running back to the house.
Like Stand By Me.
I would be going to my neighbors being like, can I have your Ring doorbell footage from like whatever?
Just sevens, yeah, piece it all together.
Well, 710?
We should find out from where like they know exactly what house because it's a friend of theirs that they did it out front of.
Okay.
I should actually ask for the Ring camera footage if
That'd
they have
so
one.
That's so funny.
That would be good. I never even thought of that.
That'd be like you play it on their wedding day kind of shit. Yeah. Like, that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. This is the moment when they decided to see what bear spray was like.
You think they're going to get married to each other? They're brothers.
Shut up.
Sorry, Chalmers.
All right.
That's not against the boy. That's against your M-truck.
Mm-hmm.
Update on the iPad. Still not found.
Well, it's been found. It's just not in great hands.
1 minute ago, it was turned
How
on.
How fast do you want these people to move? They're not in their iPad recovery and removal business. They're trying to
Someone really wants that iPad.
Yeah, somebody wants your iPad.
The town's on fire. You're honestly, like, hurry.
Like, getting it back, I'm 50-50 on that. Could care less.
There's 200 people in the lobby getting, like, emergency
Wouldn't you be like, I'm Aaron Chalmers from Global
That's
News?
That's what she did. I mean, it's like, and, yeah. It's like, we stayed with you, and we, like, yeah, it's weird.
What's the name of the investigator that fixes problems? The consumer.
Queen Latifah?
No.
Didn't it? Oh, like on the news.
Ray Donovan.
Uh-huh. No, like on the news, they have like the guy on Global.
Yeah.
When, like the roofer steals all your money, he goes into costume at the church.
It used to be Vinesh at
Problem
one point.
Problem solvers. Crime.
Yeah. What the hell was it called?
Mythbusters.
Yeah. It's something like
Anyways,
that. Community.
That's what you should send up there to fix it. The cleaner.
Should I get to the bottom of that? It'd be a really weird text for me to send her in between all these messages about a lost iPad.
Who do we send up
You
there?
Remember that thing?
Crime Stoppers.
That they used to do. That's not Crime
Stoppers. Community Watchdog?
Crime Stoppers was like the...
Our school in junior high had junior high Crime Stoppers where we were all encouraged to snitch on each other. And they put posters everywhere being like, snitch, ? Here, this time. And it worked, man.
Oh,
people be snitching.
What the hell was it called?
Every town has one. They're like, we sent in the blah blah guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's a name for the segment.
This guy sold rugs, but didn't sell four rugs. He only gave them one. That type of shit.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I'll find out.
Yeah.
I'll find out. Great. Keep going. Keep going with the
You're
going
to ask the internet or a person?
I'm going to ask my wife.
No, ask the internet.
I have a funny feeling we might get a quicker answer here.
Yeah. From the Google?
No, from his wife.
You went Bing?
Yeah. Yeah,
you binged it?
Yeah, I binged it.
People right now are like yelling it at their...
Well, I know. Yeah, it's 100% like, they are. These guys are idiots.
These guys are idiots.
I just spent 5 days in Vegas. My brain is
It's
not
somebody
working.
Who fixed, like not fix, but makes things right. Well,
yeah,
someone got wronged.
What's a word for that?
Someone got ripped off.
A wrong writer.
Yeah, community wrong writer.
Did anyone Google it? I mean, you all have...
I just Googled it.
It's just nothing's coming.
Yeah.
Like the Google's churning and there's nothing happening?
Well, it's just sending me down a rabbit hole.
Community Watchdog?
I want to say Consumer Report, but that's where you used to buy a Walkman. That was Consumers Distributing.
Mm.
You don't remember Consumer
You wouldn't even know what
it was.
It was
at West Mall when I was a child.
Nope.
Consumer Matters?
Nah.
Kind of.
Cause that's
but like the
Better Business Bureau?
Because that's what's listed on Global. Consumer Matters.
I don't feel like that.
No.
It's something snazzier.
But yeah, this one was like
this is like an industry term, I think. Yeah.
Like weather reporter. You're the guy who goes when
local crime watchdog.
The car dealer replaces your oil with freezing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is
it's gonna drive me crazy.
It's driving me crazy.
And the thing
crazy.
Is, there's gotta be someone listening right now
that
in their
does
car.
Does this for a living?
Or no, that knows the name and now they just
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spent 4 minutes of us being like, God, what could it be?
We already said that. Like we said, there's a bunch of people listening, probably just yelling at
us. You know no one's listening to this. It's our secret shame.
We aren't listening to this podcast in the moment.
And we're on it.
But someone will be listening to this.
Hundreds of years from
now.
And
they're going to be like, you idiots. It is the consumer, blah, blah, blah.
And then when I said what I just said, they'll go, you idiot. He just said that.
Exactly.
What a podcast. Seems like a good time for us to step aside for a quick break.
You have to pay with your time to listen to this shit.
Troubleshooter.
Troubleshooter.
Oh my God.
What a great way to come back from break.
Did Aaron tell you that?
Yeah.
Tell her she's smarter than Google.
Oh, wow.
The best.
Well,
I forgive her for leaving the
Will she give us a working run of different hosts who've taken on that role?
There's this Best Western in High Level. I have the troubleshooter for you.
It was Julie Matthews.
That name
Julie Matthews used to do the troubleshooter.
I thought it was for a bit.
He did not, and neither did Suling.
Huh.
Because I asked. Like
Bill Matheson was.
Yeah, troubleshooter.
Yeah.
Julie Matthews.
He had his wand. His
the old Idaho High.
Idaho High?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember Bill Matheson doing the weather?
So the Idaho High or the Arctic High?
Oh, they had all kinds?
They had all kinds of.
Back in those days, you had different kinds of wind. Thanks, Trudeau.
Yeah.
What? Now we only have one kind.
One
you know
kind
what I'm saying?
Wind.
Oh, you had a nor'easter, a nor'wester, Arctic high, southern low,
Siberian low.
Siberian low.
Siberian low
that
would come
in. Off.
Or a Siberian high. Yeah.
If you go to the Global Studios, they still have his board with his last, like, remember how he hit the end? It was like Beautiful Mind scribblings?
Yeah.
They still have it on the wall. They also have a cutout of Chalmers' wife. Mm-hmm. I took a photo with that cutout. Nothing. Ill taste.
No, it's okay. It's taller.
Taller
than the actual person, I think. Yeah.
Oh. I like the moment on our last show when we were talking about Yegwave, and I boldly proclaimed, you don't even have to watch the news anymore.
Then the news commented, thanks a lot.
Oh, Aaron Chalmers commented, you don't have to watch the news anymore, hey? And I was like, ah.
Yeah.
Really felt bad.
That hurt her, buddy.
I could tell.
Yeah. Cut deep.
And I really did feel bad. I was like, man, I was.
What my favorite part was you like were clearly joking. And people on there were like, that is not real journalism. They need this. And I was
A guy from City News was like, excuse me? Yegwave does not go as deep with their investigations. Oh, and I was like, okay.
I watched the clips of that, like in the ninth person, being like, this is a pretty good podcast. I love, what the fuck? This is our podcast. But why would you shit on Yegwave? Those people work around the clock to
grind
shit going, man.
Also, like, it's for a generation of people who are only on Instagram.
Can
like,
I be honest with you?
I bought ads on Yegwave a couple of times, and when they sell you ads, I'm like, do you sell ads all the time? They're like, no, you're one of the only people. I'm like, do you do this for the love of news? And they're like, yeah, we do.
Love
of the game.
I legitimately thought that you guys had something to do with it. Like,
I thought for a bit you ran so it on
Yegwave.
And yeah, I still kind of think you might.
Yegwave. You think I have the time to run Yegwave?
You run a lot of accounts.
I don't think you have the time.
Sometimes I think I'm Yego Death.
Oh, really?
Sometimes. Sometimes Yego Death says stuff. I'm like, you know what?
How is Yegwave all of a sudden everywhere? Covering everything. Like that's
because we talked about it on our podcast.
I'll give it a bump.
Yeah. Got the real life bump.
Real life bump, yeah.
Yeah, that clipped it very
well. No, I'm not Yegwave. They do a great job.
Yep.
They get things up there like lickety split.
Yeah. Like the fires and stuff? They're the authority.
That was intense watching that from over the
You're
weekend.
Such an idiot. They're the authority. Oh my God.
When it comes to wildfires.
You're going to show this to Aaron too? Make her really hate me?
Can't wait till they get a troubleshooter segment.
Oh, shit. The Yegwave.
Write that down in your Yegwave ideas.
Yeah. Tyler could be the troubleshooter. Walk in with a mustache.
Write that down.
In an hour, they have their own troubleshooter.
Give me that iPad.
Pod isn't even up yet.
Yegwave's already posted about your iPad.
Yeah.
It's about damn time.
Local
got
iPad
on it.
Lost.
I've got one news anchor from Global and Yegwave on it then.
Yeah, they watermarked your iPad.
Oh my God.
Are we going to talk about hockey at all on this thing today?
Ice or field?
Yeah. Oh man, we watched field lacrosse on ESPN, and I tried to bet on
there
it.
There you go. There's our guy.
Field lacrosse, no joke. The goalies wear no equipment. Like
no equipment.
Like they have no shin pads or anything. They're just normal people.
They just stand there like an asshole with
to
their
stop like a cricket ball being rocketed at you.
So like, man, there's times they're like picking five hole, and the guy in no pads is like going down on his knees, and it's like what? Just squeaking by as you know what.
Is a cricket ball like a hard rubber?
No, yeah, it's leather. It's hard, but it's leather on the outside. It's
filled with cat hair.
See, lacrosse balls are hard, but they do have a little give. They'll still hurt as hell. But
they're
not
dense.
Like a baseball. Oh, but they are dense, but they're not hurt
dense,
as much
man.
As a baseball.
But they chuckle.
Oh, I feel like they would, man, because they're heavy.
I remember
like it hurt real bad
when I was younger. My dad, clearly making a statement about my toughness, said, "Hey, I think you should play lacrosse." And I was like, "Okay." So I got a lacrosse stick from a friend, and I sat in my driveway one summer day. I was like, "I'm going to learn how to like do this." And at one point, I shot on my hockey net. And it hit the crossbar, came right back between my eyes, and I was like, you know what? Not for me. I can't even get to like the physical intense part of the sport, and I'm
deeply concussed, and I'm retiring right now.
Yeah,
and the ball bounce is so weird sometimes.
Oh yeah.
TV or can you just shut off?
Yeah, I don't know why. That's fine.
And I feel like schools have outlawed this game.
No, they just always on PD days.
What, Ryan, are we talking about red ass?
Red ass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Red ass. There was one game in junior high where someone brought a lacrosse ball.
Oh!
Why?
Wow.
Because we needed to spice it up a level. That's like, that was the lunchtime game in the summer was red ass.
Yep. Where did you go to school? The Remand Center?
Yeah, it was prison rules.
The lacrosse ball. And it was studded. That guy's a sociopath, whoever did that.
The what?
Why are you so turned on by that?
Well, we know that he's into butt stuff now.
Come on, you guys.
Chalmers lost his iPad.
Yeah. Enough with the ass.
Yeah, I'm getting PTSD from my iPad when you bringing up alone? The spanking stories again.
Chalmers lost his iPad. He's going to get it back.
Yeah, red ass.
Yeah. Did you play? Did you?
Oh, yeah. And I remember in junior high, there was this kid. His name was Jackson. He actually went on to go pitch. He was a baseball player. He went to go pitch at like the University of St. Louis or something like that. Yeah. He could throw. And if you got caught by him in red ass, you'd be like, you know what? I'm quitting the game.
What was the ball?
I think we would just use a tennis ball or whatever. Like,
did Eric Sobrowski play? He would have thrown some
I think
glass.
I was school with him, but he would have also.
I went to school with Tom Glavin and Greg Maddux. And you wouldn't
Justin Verlander.
Fucking, they boys could whip it.
Yeah, Randy Johnson. And you didn't want to play red ass against that unit, guy. Yeah.
I went to grade 4 with Randy Johnson. He's not remotely your age.
There wasn't a freaking pale ass in the school. They all read.
That would be a great like internet content idea. Pro athletes playing
That's recess, a Mr. Beast video.
Recess games. Like I want
kickball.
I want the entire San Diego Padres with Mr. Beast to play a game of kickball. I want whoever represents the American League in this year's All-Star game, they are playing red ass.
Question. We were talking about kickball somewhere else recently and
what's kickball?
Kickball soccer, is when baseball. It's basically baseball, but you roll the ball.
We got a different name for it. We can't say that anymore.
I grew up in a different generation.
Could you hit the guy on the way to first and he was out?
You had to hit him. Right? You could hit them at any base.
But you just right.
But you have to throw it, not kick it at him.
Yeah, no, you just throw it at him. Yeah.
But like if you threw it to first, they were out before they got there, just like regular baseball rules. But you could also hit them mid.
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me that wasn't the case, and I was like, nope.
Can you sit here right now and imagine the sound of kicking the red ball inside?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I totally. Can hear it.
Clonk.
I can actually, when those red balls, I can almost smell it hitting my face from like dodgeball or something.
You want to know how old school? My elementary, our soccer field was asphalt.
Oh, God. That's the Remand Center school, right?
Okay, wait.
It was an asphalt soccer field.
Big high
that doesn't
fences,
even make sense.
With razor wire? Asphalt, that's a jail. You're remembering jail.
I can't even. The school's been renamed. I don't even know because of obviously some. There was a bad,
it's called
bad
Holy
name
Child
for
now.
A different time.
What's it was a Holy downtown
Child.
School.
Holy Child. Yeah, yeah. Formerly known as Holy Child.
Holy Child's got to be about as safe a name for a school. If Holy Child gets canceled.
Yeah.
There's nothing left.
So we'd play soccer, baseball. So I call it soccer, baseball, not kickball.
Yeah.
And so we'd play that all in cement. We'd play soccer and cement. You get carved. I got so many scars on my wrists and my knees from my elementary school.
You can't grow grass downtown.
They know. Well, now it's grass.
Oh.
These kids getting soft.
And kids hide all their shanks in the grass. That's jail. That's
I couldn't believe it. You didn't think anything of it. But then in hindsight, you're like, what the hell did I grow up on?
Holy Child Elementary. home of the asphalt soccer field. Yeah. It was on
home
the
of the
sign.
Toughest scabs in the whole
oh,
prison
just
system.
Scabs as everywhere. Well. I go, oh yeah, I got a couple. Yeah,
there's not a good ones. Playground games. I'm trying to think. Soccer, baseball.
I remember.
Did you ever play soccer? Which was soccer. It was hockey with your hands, but it was with rolled up socks. We'd go to school really early and play that.
Yeah.
Kind of like mini sticks without sticks.
Yeah.
And using socks as a puck.
Yeah, like when there was an indoor recess day because it was too cold. That was a big one.
Yeah.
I remember my first day of grade 3 going to the school and the library was across from the staff room and looking down the hallway and plumes of smoke coming out of the staff room because that was the only room they could smoke in. This is in my lifetime.
You were raised in the right generation.
The smoking generation.
Yeah.
Our school was sponsored by Marlboro.
Well, every day on the announcements.
Good.
I'll tell you one thing I don't miss after being in Vegas and a lot of those smoking casinos. I do not miss being able to smoke inside.
No.
No, our society does not need that anymore.
Like, I had to get out of there.
Speaking of the coronation, they said during the broadcast that Camilla is a chain smoker. And because she's queen and they all smoke, they don't have packs of smokes at the palaces because it's beneath them.
They got fresh rollies?
No. It's beneath them to open packs of smokes. So they put them in big glass bowls because that's gangster.
Just a bowl of darts?
A bowl of darts. She's like, I'm the queen now.
Next nation vacation?
Next vacation was a bowl of darts.
Bowl of darts.
That's what the Olsen twins, one of them got married and the centerpiece of their wedding was bowls of smokes.
Bowl darts don't count?
It's classy.
Bowl darts don't count.
No.
Bowls ends.
Zimbabwe. That was the highlight of the coronation.
The mayor of Zimbabwe.
President of Zimbabwe.
God, listening to people talk about Zins.
Oh, I had someone. We're in Fremont.
I call this guy here.
Like, hey, man, those Zimbabwes? I'm like, oh, got
what's
you,
that?
Pal.
What's that?
Basically, Zins. They're big with the kids. They're like packs of nicotine.
We'll find out they're terrible for you.
Kind of
like
Zin. Yeah, they're probably bad for you. But the joke with the kids is to work Zin into names.
Oh.
So I saw a TikTok of this guy and he's at a bar somewhere and he was like, I'm sitting here with the president of Zimbabwe and it pans and it's Steven Stamkos with a Zin in. Great TikTok. I called you Zindiana Jones.
Yeah.
Zin Diesel?
That's a good one.
Zinny Dare, I'm ready for one.
Zinderella. Oh, that's a good one. Zinderella came out a couple of times.
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
Zinderella?
Yep.
So what, they're like little snooze tea bags? Go
yep. Yeah, I'll show you.
Yeah, but you can up the levels of them. There's like a 1 to 6 or something.
Three to six.
Every
three
time we try to innovate on smoking technology, we unlock Pandora's box and something worse is unleashed. Yeah.
You know anyways, I mean? Use
like
the
Jules
promo
are
code.
Good for you.
This was all in elaborate ad.
You can still get Jules in the States. Of all flavors.
And flavored smoke still.
Yeah, you can. You can get flavored whatever. It's America. All right, let's get this thing back on the rails.
Mountain Dew flavored smokes?
Gross.
We're probably not that far.
Or tobacco flavored Mountain Dew.
They have a Mountain Dew alcohol energy drink down there.
That isn't good for you.
Just it's like 8%. That was just missing the nicotine
what was that
supplement.
One that, yeah. What's that drink?
Four Locos.
Yeah, Four Loco with tobacco
King
infused.
King can of Four Loco, 14%. It's like $9.
Yeah.
It's Arizona iced tea of the booze
and
world.
You can only butt chug it.
Whoever told you that outside the 7-Eleven was lying to you, Jay. Well, the guy over there
told that
said,
a couple times on the road.
That guy told me.
All right, I'm steering this back to hockey talk for the end of the podcast because it is probably what some people came for, and it's all powered by our friends at Boston Pizza and their new Fanalytics inspired menu. Beer mosas, you drink those with your mouth.
Yes. Don't get the idea of taking one to
the bathroom. Don't share one with anybody.
Yeah. Also, their new pizza flights are delicious. Liam loved it so much, he went back the other night and got a pizza.
As he should.
Yep.
It's good living.
Liam's also in a tough
situation. He's hoping they come up with a cheesecake flight.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I'm wondering, so Wednesday is a game night for the Oilers. Mm. How is Liam balancing game night and cheesecake Wednesday?
It's going to be lunch.
Afternoon cheesecake.
Yeah. Liam, are you out there? What are you choosing on cheesecake Wednesday or game night?
He's going to bring cheesecake in one pocket and then the crumble base in the other pocket and then assemble it in the crowd and then eat it at the
just
game.
Just like a handful of each and pop it in. Anyways, the Oilers absolutely rolled the Vegas Golden Knights in game 2.
Emotionally.
Emotionally, physically, scoring, all of that. I have long been a proponent of saying this Vegas Golden Knights team is not that good. I think it's a gentleman's sweep. I think they're winning both of these two and it's wrapped up on Friday.
I agree.
Like, it's hard not
to feel
that. How
could you watch
game
2 and not feel that way?
Don't get too far ahead of yourself is all I'm saying.
I'm normally, like, going in. But going into the series, Tyler, like, this is sweet. Vegas is good enough. Like, and we didn't show up in game one, and we almost won the game. And then we showed up in game two, and they didn't even have a chance.
That first period of game two was biblical. Oh,
it was magic. And then Vegas tried to be physical, and then we just slapped them. Like, they couldn't – anything they threw at us, it wasn't enough.
I watched the video on the plane as we were just waiting to take off of Kane feeding the guy body punches over and over.
That is so next funny. Level goonery.
Oh, it's so good.
Next he like level, had his man. Arm pinned back yes. and just feeding it to him in the kidneys.
Like, yes. What's going to dictate this series is how Vegas shows up tonight. If they can't show up, we've got them.
Three punches to the ribs like that from Evander Kane would hurt so bad.
Did it look like they were full out, though? He kind of looked like he was letting up a little
did
bit.
Did he still have his glove on, too?
No.
It was bare fist.
And he like Raw went away from it. His face on purpose.
Well, people are like, oh, against the code, that's cheap. I'm like, would you have preferred him just dragging Kolesar's face into the mix and pounding that? Like,
because yeah, he was defenseless. Like, yeah, if he did that to his face, it. Then people,
yeah.
And the quote after, fuck around, find out,
and the photo with the lady in the crowd,
she was dying to
he
say
produced
that.
Three viral moments in one game. That's what Evander
didn't
King
even
can
score.
Do he didn't score. Last year, he gave us the flashing up the seven thing. This year, he gives us this. That's why you like having that guy around.
We've bruised their pride after that game. So it's, will they bounce back for that? Or if they have just folded like the Leafs have?
Their coach looked so shell-shocked on this telecast during the first period. It was crazy. He's just looking into the abyss.
Well, and according to Daily Faceoff, confirmed Chalmers.
Yes.
Laurent Brossoit back in.
Good.
27 saves on 32 shots, 844 in game two before getting the hook.
The TV's back. Good.
Our team is just flying right now. Like, that power play is fucking unbelievable. I loved that
they went
scored
3 for 6 and their percentage dropped.
Yeah, I know. Like,
who does that?
To the point where pretty soon, do you think refs ever think to themselves, like, I don't know, we got to maybe tighten up how many calls we give the others because it's just such an advantage at this point.
I think but that's a thing, yeah.
Well, that's bullshit.
It would be bullshit. I know it is, but like, this is... Humans.
That's the whole thing. Like, you take a penalty, you're supposed to potentially get scored on.
I sent out the most simple tweet of just a picture of Jack Eichel in the penalty box getting ready to come out that just said it took 7 seconds
so funny.
To score on that power play. Yep. And then I wrote, ha ha, Eichel, you bum.
You bum.
Remember how you, you goofer, you the bum. Is like, maybe,
you kept screaming, Jackie boy.
Jackie boy.
That's what it is. Everybody's just a bum when we score on them.
What
in the
a bum.
I yelled, Connor's better at one point, and the Golden Knights fan next to me was like, is anyone arguing the other way? And
shut
like,
up, Vegas.
Well, okay, that's the thing. Vegas fans are so nice.
They are so nice.
What? So that's the thing. Like, he's trying to be spicy and like, well, we agree with you.
Yeah. And then she was like, you know, Eichel's kind of overrated. Like, Mark Stone's our best player.
Like, if he was yelling that out in LA, someone would tell him to shut the fuck up and get out of there. Like,
someone would have like thrown a full beer at
I'm
me.
I'm seeing people right now way too much arguing the fact of Matthews or Draisaitl right now.
I love how nerds discount power play goals like they don't count on the scoreboard.
Who does?
Stats nerds.
Yeah, I'll read
it's
you.
Here's unbelievable. But
they'll use advanced analytics for someone who doesn't score and rely on their expected goals.
Yeah.
So many people with the 5-on-5. Leon is setting records. There is no question. Leafs
no, that's
are down.
Bad because they're on the power play.
Oh, God.
If the Leafs had Draisaitl instead of Matthews right now,
this wouldn't be a conversation.
I'm seeing it so much.
It's so funny. So
it's because they need something to complain about because they're getting swept right now.
What do you think of the We Want Florida by the Florida fans after
love
game
it.
Three?
I love it.
So much fun.
I love it.
By Florida fans or Leafs?
Florida fans making fun of the Leafs fans by how they chanted, We Want Florida.
I got to say, I'm stunned. I thought the Leafs were going to have that series quite handily, and they have not.
Yeah, the Panthers just look like they're having fun, and the Leafs do not. Like,
well, that OT goal yesterday was ugly.
Yeah, the goalie.
The coverage by the
goalie,
Leafs was
like,
garbage.
You got to think they in his mind, he's just like, this is, I cannot, like, so much pressure on him at that moment. And he just, fuck, man, he guessed wrong.
But it's not even the goalie's fault. Like, the fact that Reinhart just, like, walked in.
Whatever
through,
he wanted to do.
Through all the Leafs, like, just walked through them uncontested.
All the time in the world.
To even create that opportunity.
Yeah.
It's like something is like chemically wrong with that team right now. I don't get it. No heartbeat.
Were we more surprised with Florida being up 3-0, with the Devils in their pushback yesterday, or the Kraken with a 7-2 win over Dallas?
What's the most surprising? Florida is the most shocking.
Yeah.
But I mean, Seattle just...
Florida and Seattle for easy.
If you would have been like...
Florida took down the Bruins. I mean, when did we stop being surprised about them?
Fair. If you would have told me, though, beginning of the series, Seattle's going to be up 2-1, I would have been like, okay, they've won. They've won their games 2-1 and 4-1 or 4-2 or something. Put up a touchdown last night on Jake Oettinger.
Yeah, who has been playing amazing up until now.
Yeah, like he's one of the best goalies in the West, and they are lighting him up.
Yeah,
they
watched game one and game three, and he got lit up in both those.
They have given up, or sorry, they have 16 different goal scorers on their roster.
They're just a bunch of like second and third.
They're missing
liners.
Their leading scorer and have been since like game five against Colorado.
And Grubauer's found his groove.
Grubauer.
Yeah.
So, a couple things I want to predict before we end this podcast tonight.
Okay.
There's one to do with the Oilers game and one to do with the NFL or the NHL lottery.
All right. One of those you can bet on at Betway and maybe back up Chalmers' prediction. The other one you really can't, but go, Charles.
So, what do we think is going to happen in the draft lottery tonight? Because
I hate
ping pong balls, man. Ping pong balls.
Well, yeah. Like, what do I think is going to happen? That, I mean, there's
who do you want? Okay, of the top three teams, who do you want to get it? What's
Columbus.
Best for the NHL? Columbus.
Lumbo.
I'd like to see him in Columbus too, because then he would get to play with Johnny Gaudreau and Patrick Laine, and that line might be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Columbus deserves.
And we're sick of Chicago, so we don't want that to happen.
Nah, fuck Chicago. Run.
Straight up.
We don't. We're kind of sick of Washington. We don't want that to happen. So you're saying Columbus.
Vancouver would be neat because of the story of him going home.
They have a 3% chance, though.
Putting him in Montreal would be, like, interesting. But I think Columbus, yeah. It'd be neat to see because that they get the attendance there is good, right? Like, the fan base is diehards and they're loyal. So I think Columbus would be a cool spot.
The conspiracy theorists would suggest it'll be Arizona.
Really?
Because then they get their rink, they keep their rink, they got Bedard, and they roll.
And... Yeah. So is this coinciding with the Oilers game or is this before the Oilers
game? Before. So the lotto is going to be like, or I shouldn't say right before, at 5 is when they're going to start the show. So then
just draw it out.
No, they'll draw it out for like 30 minutes. Frank Saravalli is in the room where they're doing the draw. He has to give up his phone and his laptop. He's one of 3 media members.
What if he brings 2 phones?
Why not? I would, yeah. I was going to make it. I was going to make a joke to him. I was going to be like, wow, they're trusting the guy who ruined the expansion draft with this. Interesting, Frank.
It would be interesting to see like tomorrow when his story comes out of Daily Faceoff, what it was like to be in there.
Yeah, he's going to... I'm going to try to get him on Owen every day tomorrow, too. I haven't asked him, and now I can't because his phone's been taken away from him.
So when you say conspiracy theorists, say, are we talking about like a frozen envelope type situation here? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying like if...
If they were to do that, they would do it in favor of the Coyotes.
It's in Gary's best interest because he's been so hard fighting to keep the Coyotes in Arizona.
This would help him.
This would.
Tremendously.
Exactly. And Austin Matthews will go and sign there after, and they'll have Bedard and Matthews.
Mm.
That's the thing. Matthews needs, like, a Bedard because it's not Mitchie Boy.
No, Mitch has disappeared in the playoffs. I saw a tweet. His like expected goals for is right in between like Luke Glendening and someone else. It's like terrible. All right. Shout out to our friends at Betway, by the way. The Oilers massive favorites tonight, -175.
That's why I'm pairing it with the over 5.5.
I don't hate that.
That's my bet.
Last game, the studs are scoring.
I'd love to see
2 McDavid, 2 Leon, and then 1 Boosh bomb.
Yeah.
Same thing happening tonight. Or do we think we're going to get some Costins rolled
I've got
in there?
I got a little cheeky one on McDavid and Drysdale about to score.
Yeah. I mean, not to say like he's like that's not depth scoring, but he just hasn't scored. So.
I think Fogel, man, like we've been saying it for a while, he's due.
I've got a fresh Nuge jersey.
I was just going to say, we just got our brand new Nuge jerseys. I'm Anytime wearing mine goal. Right now.
Yep.
What do you think?
Let's
do it.
If you want to get into game mode tonight, early start, pick up some food on the way home. Why not Oodle Noodle? Because when you stop there, you can pick up an Oilers Nation sticker as well. Boom. That's how you set the tone for game night.
Two birds stoned.
Take a picture of your sticker, hashtag ON Oil Up.
Good job, Charles.
And let's have some talk tonight. Twitter was fun last game. Like, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
When the Oilers are winning, Twitter's a good time.
I'll be on the Twitter
Hundy
tonight.
Hundy P.
Yeah.
Say less. Say less, Charles.
Say less.
We have a lot of say lesses.
Yeah.
A lot of bets, a lot of no caps. I thought, doesn't no cap like get bolted onto something?
So, well,
No cap means like you're not right. lying.
But the the most famous of it is when somebody says, he da goat, no cap.
Yeah, he after was a part of something.
Yes. And
hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's very annoying.
And what does no cap mean again?
Like, no lie.
No lie. No lie. No joke.
And cap would no mean cap. Like lie.
Yeah.
So, so if someone's lying, you'd say cap?
Yeah, cap.
That's cap.
Bust a cap?
No.
Meh.
That's a bullet.
Yeah. That's a bullet of bear mace.
Yeah. Logan busted a cap in Luke's face.
All right, that's a wrap on this Monday edition of the show. A lot of real life content recently. Anyways, we'll be back on Thursday. Enjoy the game, everybody.
Hey hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer four questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go!